Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another conversation. Patrice DaCosta Fernandez is a 10-year veteran in the business of image consulting and personal development training. She is now an author of Sush Style Secrets, 10 Tips to Develop Your Personal and Professional Image. Patrice has brought her passion to life through Sush Images Incorporated, which is certification from the Image Resource Center out of New York, a professional diploma in professional merchandising in Atlanta, a graduate of Barbizon School of Modeling in New York, USA. She's also a trained professional who holds a bachelor's degree in administrative management from the University of Technology in Jamaica, in addition to a master's of science in information technology and marketing from Manchester, England. Mrs. DaCosta Fernandez has been catering to the needs of corporate and private clients in Jamaica, Trinidad, Barbados, St. Lucia, Grenada, and the United States as in the areas of color, wardrobe, and style analyst, professional shopping, closet clearing, dining room, business, and international etiquette. Co-sessions for executives, personal development, and creating professional images. She contributes funding and essential items for charities in Barbados, Jamaica, as her way of giving back. My co-host, Chris Daly, will be interviewing her. So take it away, Chris.
Denise, thanks. And welcome, Patrice. Great to have you and enter into dialogue with you this evening.
Thank you. Good to be here.
All right. It's good to have you. Well, let want to know a little about before we get into your book here. Tell us a little about your roots.
Well, my roots is very deep. It's Jamaican. And, of course, I am originally from St. Anne. And I lived in Jamaica for half of my life, I should say. So I am very much fully Jamaican, even though I'm living in the States at the moment. So of course I'm a country girl. So I went to Westfield High School, and then I went to Brownstone Community College, and then I went to CAST/University of Technology. So I am a true Jamaican to the bones.
All right. You certainly have the credentials. And one of the things that you certainly have shown is that you have a thirst for entrepreneurship. How did that get nurtured in your young life? What are some of the folks that helped shape that for you?
Well, actually, it started being at Westwood, which is an all-girls school. It started by me just starting to put items together, clothing together, colors together. And, you know, I thought it was love. And then I had individuals like my aunt, Lena Rose, who is an entrepreneur herself. She really spearheaded me into this world of entrepreneurship, and she really helped me. And, you know, I had my mom who pushed me, encouraged me, and I had a colleague from Barbados who also helped me along, guided me in getting my business started. But the main person, I would say, is my aunt, Lena Rhodes, who really helped me with coming up with the name of my business, the name of my book, logo, I mean, everything to start. But I knew that it was in me, and I'm happy that I found my passion and I'm living it.
That's really wonderful, and you're so fortunate to have that kind of support.
Yes.
As far as I know, you went to high school. There's some formal training. After you've developed, you found your passion. You did some special training to be able to pursue this unique pursuit. Tell us a little about your schooling and how that mature and develop your talent?
So I did the first of all, I knew I wanted to do a business background. And that is why I went and I got my diploma and my first degree at in Jamaica at UTEC. And then I wanted to go further, and I got, you know, my postgrad in marketing and information technology, because I knew I wanted to own a business, but I wanted to be a knowledgeable businesswoman. So I wanted to know the background of business practices before starting my business. So I ventured that route first. Then when I migrated to New York, that's when I started to dive into the fashion industry. And that's when I pursued my certification in image consulting and my diploma in fashion merchandising, certification in etiquette training. And I continuously, you know, I continue to refresh and to upgrade my skills, because it's an industry that is ongoing. As you know, fashion is never ending, and there's always something to learn. So those are my formal, the formal part of my education. I am a former Air Jamaica employee also. So while I was in, working at Air Jamaica, I realized that my love for fashion started there also. And that's when I started doing some modeling while I was in Jamaica. So all that modeling and doing the formal training really took me to the level of where I am now.
That's really a fantastic story. But I want to push you a little further. Yeah, the fashion industry is a pretty competitive industry. And
yes,
how did you break
sure.
into it? Even the way you could be skilled and the like, sometimes you need somebody to help you along. How did you make the breakthrough into the industry as you have?
Well, the important thing is finding what you're good at and finding a niche. And so when I started, I was all over the place. And what I mean by that is I wasn't sure what my segment, what my target market was. So it took me a few years to realize that my target market are mainly the professionals. And so when I found that, that's all she wrote. And I focus on them. Not that I do not work with other people, but I know that's my main market. And because the industry is so competitive and there's so many avenues to, you know, to the fashion industry, you really have to know what works for you or what gives you that extra joy and what gives you, you know, even when things are not going great, you still want to push, you still want to continue. So I'm happy I found my market and I will stick with them.
Congratulations. But you've taken it a bit later. You've written a book about how important is it to a fashion image to be a part of your success journey. The name of this book is Tush. It says a lot, especially to the Jamaican community. Can you share with us how you arrived at this title and what it means to you?
Well, the name of my company is Tush Images. And Stush for me is not the negative connotation. Stush for me is stylish, successful, and sophisticated. So those are the I would say the motto of the of my business. So in coming up with a name for my book, I wanted to keep the brand consistent. And again, my aunt Lena Rose, we brainstormed and we went through different names, and we decided to keep this name and to keep the consistency of this name going, because now it is a brand. When you say Stush, everyone, you know, people, especially in the Caribbean, they know what Stush, this company, is about. They know what my company is about, and that's a blessing. The book came about after, you know, having so many experiences, having all this knowledge, and I wanted to impart it to my clients. So instead of having to always be speaking to them, they have a lot of the knowledge in the book. And it took me 2 years to write the book, but it was 2 years worth it. It was really worth it.
That's wonderful. Digital books kind of capture some big ideas. What would you say the three big ideas that folks when they buy your book, will they will get educated on?
Well, it's such a great pocket manual, but here the three big ideas. One main thing is that your image is not just your appearance. Your image encompasses your behavior and your communication. So I call it the ABC of a good image. And that is a big idea because I do not focus only on you looking good, but your behavior should also match your appearance. And what comes out of your mouth should also match how you look or how you behave. So that's one. The second thing is letting people realize that they have to love their body type. They have to love what they have. And to realize that we all have assets and we all have liabilities. And the important thing is to focus on the assets and to love who you are and make the best of it and learn to dress it. And the third thing, third big idea is that having a man, because there are segments in there for men, and that men can be stush also. Men can be stush. And in my book, I speak about what the stush man looks like, that he takes care of himself. He's not afraid to take care of himself, yes, and to realize that opportunities come to him also, not just the women. And so I speak about the stush man. So those are the three. There's a lot more, but those are three big ideas that I would like to highlight in this interview.
Boy, that's really wonderful. This idea of a holistic wardrobe, as you talked about, and the theme that you champion. If you look at just the wardrobe piece of it, could you delve a little further as to what that means to you?
Having a holistic wardrobe?
Having a
holistic wardrobe. Okay, so I don't know if you know or listeners know that most men and women wear only 20 to 30% of their current wardrobe. Why? Because they do not like. Or why? Because they're hoarding items that no longer works for them, whether it's size or shape or color or fit. But they hoard them. Why? Because they buy things that are on sale just because versus things that are appropriate for them. And having a holistic wardrobe is having a wardrobe that you can close your eyes and you can choose anything and it works for you. You should be wearing at least 90% of your clothing, right? That's when you know that you have a holistic wardrobe, that everything in that wardrobe works. Whether you're going to a formal event, whether you're going to a beach party, whether you're going to a pool party, whether you're going to an elegant event, whether you're going to a church event, whether you're going to a professional event, you should have something in that wardrobe to replicate all those different events. And that's when you know you have a holistic wardrobe, and when you know that you put them on and you feel good and you know your confidence level is up, that's when you know you have a wardrobe that works. And when I speak about wardrobe, it's not just about clothing, but it's also about your accessories and your shoes and your handbags and your belts and just everything that adds accents. When you get dressed, you should feel and look good because it makes a difference.
All right. Well, your clients are globally, and so when you have a global client set, you have cultures to add to the personal taste. How do you weave all of that into a solution that will meet everybody's expectation?
Well, the thing is, looking good, or taking care of yourself, I should say, has nothing to do with culture. No matter what your culture is, if you are a Muslim or if you are a Hindu or if you are a Jew, whatever you're wearing, the important thing is making sure that it's clean, making sure that it's fitting you correctly, making sure that you are smelling good, making sure that you're well-groomed. So there's no excuse that, because of, I have to look like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
The important thing is not what you wear, but it's how you wear it. So you could be wearing a jeans and a basic T-shirt. Right? Two individuals could be wearing that, but you have two different posture, you have two different confidence level, you have two different fit, and it makes all that difference. So culture is just a complement to your image, But merging culture for me is not hard. It's just knowing what the individual lifestyle and objectives are, and then I find out what those are, and then I put them together with my creativity. But the important thing I never do, I never change someone, I enhance them. So I do not make them feel uncomfortable. I always ensure that this is where they want to be and what they want to look like, and then I help them to meet that objective.
So you're like the consultant. Is this a lifetime kind of journey you go to with them, or what's the length of the engagement you have with your typical client?
It depends. Some are ongoing and some are one-off. Mm-hmm. It depends on where they are in their life. It depends on their objectives. So I have ongoing clients because, you know, of their career, their social life, their public figures. And then you might mm-hmm. have someone who just wants to do a makeover, you know, like just wants to do a change. I would come in and work with them for a day or two, and that's it. So it depends on where they are in their life, yeah. But most of my clients are ongoing because it's an ongoing process. How you look last week, you're going to want mm-hmm. to look better next week, right? And you're going to want to look better the following week, yeah. So it is an ongoing process. It's not going to happen overnight.
Well, your book certainly a really affordable means for massive amount of people to get access to you. How has the book been received?
Pretty good. Pretty good, I must say, because it's so easy to read. It's not heavy, so it's easy to just mm-hmm. Put you in your pocketbook and just go. It's easy to follow. It's easy. It's filled with practical information, so it's being well received. And I'm so thankful for that.
That's
and
great.
How is Tush being received overall? I mean, of course, you know, at first there are when you're introducing something new, you're gonna get resistance. But now it's totally different. Totally different reception that I get.
Well, Patrice, congratulations. This is really good that you've been able to lead people to a new way and to make that kind of impact on their life. Boy, how does the audience get a copy of this fine work?
Well, it's they can purchase them on Amazon.com or through my website, www.stooshimages.com. That's STOOSH, images.com, or on BarnesandNoble.com. They can be purchased. My books can be purchased through those three websites.
Okay, so that's Amazon,
mm-hmm.
Barnes & Noble, and your own
yes.
personal website, which is stooshimages.com.
Stooshimages.com, yes. Yes.
As we close up this evening, do you have any parting wisdom for our audience?
Yes, there's so many, but what I would like the audience to always remember that it's okay to take care of you. You have one you. It's okay to invest in yourself and always be mindful of your first impression and the message that you send. And always remember that people speak to you based on what they see. So what are you allowing people to see, and how are people speaking to you? What opportunities are you closing or missing because you are not taking care of you, or your image is not where it should be? And remember, as I said earlier, image is not just your appearance, but your ABC, appearance, behavior, and communication. So focus on those three things, and the sky's the limit.
If you just permit me to add one more question, that your answer, you kind of prompted it. The idea of communication and how people perceive us through a communication. Could you elaborate a little on that point?
Well, you see, the communication is involves your tone, and it involves mm-hmm. your words, right? So it's not what you say, but it's how you say it. So a part of a good image is being able to know when to speak, being able to know how to speak, and being able to be mindful of your tone, and realizing that your communication has a lot to do with how people will respond to you and how you're perceived. Right?
Well, for
and,
sure.
And
Patrice,
it's often overlooked.
Yes. So
okay, and
hope,
to learn. Go ahead, Chris.
Go ahead, Janice.
Well, I was saying to learn more about Chris Daly, visit Digital to Grow. That's Digital with the number 2, Grow Media. To learn more about Jamaican Diaspora, visit Jamaican Diaspora. And again, to learn about Patrice's exciting book, visit stushimages.com.
Thank you so much again, Patrice, for such a
My
wealth
pleasure.
Of information.
My pleasure.